It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, every week more Americans are speaking up in support of businesses producing American-made and employing American workers. In the last year, we have all seen more of the news media promoting jobs and job skills, education in schools that will create graduates ready to enter one or more job possibilities upon graduation, and also the need to restore America's economy. And we thank the media for their ongoing support. Recently, reporter Mario Diaz from PIX 11 in New York attended the air shows at Jones Beach and also at Latrobe, Pennsylvania. The air shows, presented by the United States Air Force Thunderbirds and the United States Navy Blue Angels, attracts thousands of supporters who also purchase a lot of memorabilia. When Mario Diaz went to the show's merchandising tents, selling shirts and hats, and looked at the labels, none of the items with the patriotic logos were made in America. These logos are licensed by the United States Air Force and also the United States Navy, but none of the items were made in the USA. As thousands of people were mesmerized by what they saw being performed in the skies, merchandiser tents on the ground were filled with 100% foreign-made souvenirs. I encourage you to view this report and the video of the Blue Angels, which is posted on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. We can't allow items that reflect pride in America to be licensed to companies that are not fully supporting America's industries and American workers. Wherever you shop, take a few extra minutes to look at the labels on everything you're prepared to purchase. If they don't offer you at least a reasonable balance between American-made and foreign-made products, maybe you should reconsider your purchase and shop elsewhere. Your actions continue to speak louder than words, but your words of disappointment help drive the point home to businesses that should be helping us restore more jobs here in the USA. Thanks for your help, and thanks for spreading the word. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.